Hi there. The word for you today is be resilient. In James 5 verse 11 we read, we give great honor to those who endure. During their famous expedition, American explorers Lewis and Clark faced incredible hardships. On reaching the Missouri River, they thought the worst was over. Then they saw the Rockies. Instead of the easy ride downstream that they'd expected, they faced their biggest challenge yet. So it was retreat or start climbing. Looking back, they realized that it was in conquering the Rockies that they gained the confidence they needed for what they'd face later. Scott Peck, author of the famous book The Road Less Traveled, writes, and I quote, "It's in meeting and solving problems that we grow mentally and spiritually. Wise people learn not to dread, but to welcome the pain of problems." Sociologists who study resiliency, that is, the ability to bounce back, tell us that people handle trauma in two ways. They either give up because they're afraid, or they grow up by developing the capacity to handle it. So what makes the difference? Instead of acting like victims, resilient people do these three things. Number one, they take charge of their lives. Number two, they refuse to relinquish their values. And number three, they refocus on their goal. Noella Evans says, and I quote, "Challenge is a dragon with a gift in its mouth. Tame the dragon, and the gift is yours." Quitting is always simpler than enduring, but you know what? It produces a pattern that's hard to break, and one you live to regret. So if you're thinking, this relationship is too hard, I want out, or this job isn't what I expected, I'm quitting, remember this. You develop resiliency by remaining faithful in situations you don't like and can't change. And that, my friend, is why the Bible says, we give great honor to those who endure.